give me a glimmer of hope again. Save me from all my wandering. If I've been looking in all the wrong places, would you turn me back around again?
Welcome to HopeCast, where our true stories brighten your day by providing insight and encouragement. I invite you to listen as my husband, Dr. Ken Brown, shares one of his amazing personal experiences that will inspire and stir your soul. Even in the challenges of life's darkest moments, you can always find a glimmer of hope through the love of God. So settle in, open your heart, and let's journey together through the power of storytelling.
An Indian tale. In different cultures, there's different ways to tell stories. And in India, they have a legend. It was a legend of this horrible Bengal tiger that was eating all the villagers and attacking all their flocks. The village was living in absolute fear because they knew that at any moment, this powerful animal could carry one of their loved ones off to be killed. So they hired a great white hunter from Britain who came with his long gun, and they asked him to please deliver them from this scourge. The villagers were starving. They didn't dare leave the village. But finally, Benji, he had to go and get something to eat for his family. His five kids were starving, and his wife said, "You have to go, Benji." So he mustered up his courage, and he went into the forest to pick some gourds. And he had his arm full of gourds to feed his starving family. But just then, to his right and through the deep foliage, he saw a flash of orange and black. And it was the Bengal tiger coming right at him. He dropped all his gourds and he started to run, knowing that it was running in vain because that powerful beast could leap 15 feet in the air and could travel at speeds of 50 miles an hour. And he came through into a clearing of the forest, a little forest glade, and he started to run. The tiger was right near him, and all of a sudden, as he ran across that little field, the ground gave way below him, and he started to tumble. It opened up. He didn't know what was happening, but there was a vine hanging from the tree, and he managed to grab it just before he hit the bottom. And there above him was the tiger, snarling and growling and trying to reach him with his massive paws, but he was just out of reach. And this man just said, "Oh, what just happened?" And he looked down and he realized what it was. It was a tiger pit dug by that great white hunter. And below were sharp stakes driven into the ground that would have impaled him. Benji was holding onto the vine for his dear life. And he looked down and he knew what to do. "All I had to do," is, he said to himself, "was slide down this vine and carefully position myself between those stakes, and the tiger would not dare jump on him." And as he was sliding down, he looked, and in the dark, he said, "The bottom of that pit seems to be moving." And he looked again and he realized it was full of snakes. There were cobras, and the cobras were hissing, and they were coiling, and there's no way he could land there and survive because it was filled with poisonous snakes. So then he said, "I know what to do. I've got to climb up this vine, climb to the safety of the trees above." And as he tried, his hands kept slipping, and he tried, and he didn't know what he could do to get up there because it just, no matter how hard he tried, the vine was wet. And he looked up, and on the branch where the vine was coming down at him, there was a mouse. And he was chewing at that vine. And he cried out with all his voice, "Help!" And that's when the miracle happened. At the top of the tree line, where the green met blue in the sky, there was a beehive. And one drop of glowing, crystal, golden honey fell out of that beehive, and it managed to miss all the leaves in its transfer as it fell towards the earth. And just as Benji was crying out for help, that drop of honey just dropped, plopped right onto his tongue. Instinctively, Benji swallowed it. It was sweet. It was delicious. It was good. And you know what Benji said? Thank you, God. Sometimes life is good. And you know what? That's the end of the Indian legend. They don't give any more ending than that. They leave poor Benji on the vine with a drop of honey on his tongue, getting strength. But we here in America, the Can-Do Nation, we have to finish the story. So how we would finish it is something like this. And the great white hunter heard his cry, and suddenly a solitary shot rang out through the glory of the day. The shot was true, and the bullet went deeply into the tiger's flesh because the tiger was distracted. He was a sitting target for the hunter to shoot, and the tiger fell dead. The great white hunter came and pulled with his gun. He leaned over, and Benji was able to grab the stock of his gun, and he was pulled to safety. And then Benji helped the great white hunter take that big tiger, put it on a stake, and drag it all the way into the village. The village rejoiced. They started to call Benji Tiger Bait. That was his new name in Indian and in Punjabi. And he just was so happy to have that title that he was called Tiger Bait. And there was a reward that they gave the hunter, and the hunter shared some of his reward. So now Benji had two cows, and he was able to have milk for his family. And that is the way that we would have to finish the story in America, that the Calvary always comes over the horizon just in the nick of time, a happy ending. But in Indian culture, they end it with Benji on the vine, because that is more true to our experience in life. In either way, in either dimension, in either ending, we know that God is with us, whether we're on the vine or safe and rescued by the great white hunter or even eaten by the tiger. God is with us. God will never abandon us.
Thank you for tuning into HopeCast for inspiring stories that will touch your heart. If today's story encouraged you, then please subscribe to our channel and visit us at hopecast.org to learn more. You can also watch the video version of this story and many more from Dr. Brown on our HopeCasts, YouTube, or listen on our Spotify, Apple, or Amazon Music podcasts. Until next time, keep holding on to hope, and please share these stories with someone who really needs encouragement. May God bless you.
I've been searching and I've been seeking. It seems like you're nowhere to be found. And I'd do anything just to see you. If I close my eyes, will I see you now? 'Cause I know faith holds in what can be seen. But my hope feels like a distant dream. Give me a glimmer of hope again. Save me from all my wandering. If I've been looking in all the wrong places, would you turn me around again?